News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has signed a $40 million contract for the implementation of small hydropower projects across Jamaica. The 12-month contract has been awarded to Argentinian company BA Energy Solutions. The company will conduct feasibility studies as well as develop and implement policies and procedures for the management of the hydropower projects.
The country's small hydro resources can still play an important role in providing low-cost electricity to the electricity grid, as well as expanding energy access to remote locations. This project is valued at just about 40 million Jamaican dollars for 12 months. It will, among other things, firstly, provide technical assistance and guidance to key stakeholders, the agencies in the administration of hydropower developments.
Energy Minister Philip Paulwell. Amendments to the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act were recently passed in the House of Representatives. The move seeks to further empower the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission to tackle the growing lotto scam issue. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, who piloted the bill, says it carries heavy penalties for breaches of the law and requires the commission to satisfy that a person is fit and proper before a gaming license is issued. Dr. Phillips says it's important that illegal gambling be stifled, as it not only robs the state of revenue, but also funds other illicit activities. Southwest Airlines will begin flights to the Sangster International Airport on July 1. Southwest, the largest domestic U.S. carrier, will replace its subsidiary AirTran. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the move will allow for greater penetration of the U.S. market.
The U.S. remains our main market. And over the past few years, although we have had growth out of the U.S., we believe that we can do better. And we'll be paying particular attention to this market.
Minister McNeil was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament last Tuesday. In the meantime, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, is to invest $20 million towards the development of a skilled workforce for the industry. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says under the initiative, several target schools will be identified for the development of specific subject areas. The program will be implemented by the Education Ministry.
This program will target improvement in the following areas: food and nutrition, food preparation, creative arts including music, languages and agriculture. The schools to be identified will be from the feeder institutions for the tourism areas.
Dr. McNeil adds that the initiative will complement a separate program being implemented by the Tourism Ministry to upgrade performing arts venues in select schools. And the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is to collaborate with various public and private sector entities to launch several initiatives under the Ananda Alert System. OCR Registrar Greg Smith says the registry is to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing to have missing children information displayed on JUTC buses.
We have also signed a contract with Global Media Service that when we go within our tax offices or restaurants, our pharmacies, we should see, while you're conducting your business, you would see the sliding and the photographs of those children.
Mr. Smith says the OCR is also to partner with the Jamaica Library Service and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, to have information about missing children distributed in various communities. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.